Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will enter in his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter in his courts with praise. We will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice for he hath made us glad. We will rejoice for he hath made us glad. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning to say thank you for one more day that you have given us, one more day that you have blessed us, one more day that we rise and shine this morning, Father God, to say thank you. Oh, Father God, for watching over us as we slept and slumbered, and how you have ushered us into this brand new day that we have not known, have not seen, will not know or see again. Thank you for new mercies that embrace us on today, Father. We are so grateful for the gift of life and an opportunity to be used by you in your kingdom for your highest praise and for your highest glory. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. Thank you for a roof over our head. Father God, thank you for family and friends. Thank you for mothers. Thank you for our mother, the ones that have given us birth and brought us into this world. Thank you for our children, our grandchildren. Father God, we're just grateful to you for absolutely, absolutely, absolutely everything. Thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the fortification, provisions. Father God, all things being met, all things being supplied. Father God, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over unto you, Father God, that you will manifest your glory, Father, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. And God, as you told your disciples to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is Lord. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. The spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And he anoints us with oil till our cup runs over. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. The pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. It is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Glory be to God, because everything is about him, because it's only what we do for Christ that is going to last. All right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord. We are still celebrating the women of the Bible. Glory be to God. And we pray, amen, that you are enjoying, amen, this walk. Amen. We have been here for the last 2 months, and we've covered a lot of inventory. And let's see, I think we covered about 60. Amen. And there's so many more to cover, so many more. So we don't know how the Lord is going to do it, but however he do it, we're going to do it with him. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. All right. This morning, I'm telling you, it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure for me to introduce this woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. She loves the Lord. Amen. She is a soul winner. Amen. She is a servant. She is an evangelist. She's a pastor too. She is a pastor. She hasn't stepped up into that yet, but I think she knows it's on the agenda. Amen. Glory be to God. She considers me her mentor. Amen. Hallelujah. And she considers me her friend, and she is mine. Amen. A friend to this ministry. Amen. A friend of mine. Amen. A friend of God. Amen. She is a mother. She is a wife. And I can tell she is so gracious. She's a gracious woman. Oh, my God. And she is beautiful. I'm talking about drop dead gorgeous type of beautiful. Like, you know, like one that makes you like look twice. Like, how can somebody be that pretty? But not only is she a beautiful woman on the outside, she's a very beautiful woman on the inside. And I'm telling you, she is about the Lord's business. She is about the Lord's business. Amen. She'll preach, she'll teach, she'll prophesy. Amen. Glory be to God. And she'll cast the demon out. Amen. Whatever needs to be done. Amen. Because she does it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And she has faith in God. Amen. So she has agreed to come and share with us today the daughters on the daughters of the Lafi Hada. She knows how to say it. So when she hits the floor, she'll pronounce it right. Okay, so y'all pray for Pastor. All right, amen. At this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than our most lovely, esteemed evangelist Lisa Harris. Amen. All the way from Abington, Pennsylvania, gracing us this morning in her elaboration. Amen. Let us receive her, amen, for her grace, and let us receive her for her abilities. Good morning, Evangelist Lisa. Are you there?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, and God bless you, Apostle, Dr., Pastor Bradford. It is a joy to just joined with you this morning, and I thank you for that wonderful and kind introduction, and to God be all the glory this morning. I'm just overjoyed, thrilled that I could unite with you today and share and partake of the anointing of God through you and to serve this waiting congregation and listening audience. So thank
Praise
you so
God.
Much.
And just take it up one notch. I know it's still a little early. Just a one notch higher, evangelist.
Okay. Yes, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
That's better than before, yes.
Okay. My apology. I thank you again and again for allowing me to serve today, and it is such a joy to do so. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, in Jesus' precious name, we do thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Lord God, and to receive of your Spirit, Lord. We thank you for the anointing, Lord, because it is the anointing that destroys the yokes and undoes the heavy burdens. Father, we thank you for Pastor Bradford, Lord. We thank you for this woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for how you have used her, Lord, globally to be an instrument of teaching, an instrument of care, and instrument of leadership, Lord God. And we just pray you continue blessings upon her and her congregation, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, this morning, we're going to be speaking with you from the subject of the daughters of Zelophehad. I thank God for, again, Apostle Brad, for giving me this assignment today. And I trust and pray that you are going to be blessed as you receive of God's Spirit through his word. This scripture begins in chapter 27 of the book of Numbers. And before we begin actually reading scriptures, we want to just give the backdrop. This particular account is on the heels of children of Israel getting ready to end their journey and out of Egypt and into the promised land. And as a result, Moses was instructed of the Lord to divide the property in lots based on the number of names identified in the census. And so therefore the distribution, if it was a large family in that tribe, they would receive a lot according to that size. If it was a smaller group of family members, then they would receive that lot based on their number of individuals. Well, this was a parochial system that was, and when I say parochial, not only was religious, but it was narrow in scope because it really only would allow for a person to receive the inheritance if they were a male. It would actually bypass the female, and female was married, then of course she could get an inheritance through her husband, but otherwise she was overlooked. And in this particular chapter, we are introduced in these words: then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of the daughters: Mala, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. Let's just pause there, because now this is important. Not every woman gets their name noted in Scripture, but all five of these young women, God wanted us to know. So we want to take a little opportunity to let you know that they were the daughter of Zelophehad. God did identify that. And then he showed their pedigree. They were of the tribe of Manasseh. So they were clearly recipients of the nation of Israel, but they were born female. And in that time, and even now, some people see females as less worthy. Not that God saw them that way, but under that parochial system, that's the way things were. And Moses had interpreted the law that way. And these women, Mala, which means sickly or weak. And so we may get an idea that maybe when she was born, she was a little sickly, or maybe her mother was sick when she was conceiving her. The other one was Noah. We're familiar with Noah. We always think of Noah as the man who created the ark and so forth. But here is a woman named Noah, and her name means rest or comfort. And then there's Hoglah. And I like the name Hoglah because it means partridge. And I think about in families, you know, you always have somebody that's maybe a little different or maybe a strange bird. And that's how I perceive her, that she probably was a little unique and not the usual typical person. And then there was Milcah and Tirzah. And Milcah meant counselor, and Tirzah meant pleasing. So we have this wonderful array of women, all different, all distinct, all identified by God. Because the Holy Spirit, none of this scripture is written by man. All scripture is given by God. And God wanted us to know them and to see in their uniqueness that they were a family that worked together. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. And the scripture says, and they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no son. These women, now look at this. They, one, come unified. That's something we can learn about unity. Because the Bible says where there's unity, God commands a blessing. And it takes something to get women to come into agreement. Because a lot of times, you know, sometimes that spirit of competition is there. There's jealousy, there's envy. There's things that can cause the fabric of unity to unravel. But these women were a united front. And what we notice is that they came and that timing was perfect. They knew I just imagine they had to spend time praying and asking God, guide us, Lord, because we can't help the way we were born. We can't help that we were born female, that our daddy had no sons. But why should our dad's name be lost and we receive no inheritance? Now, they could have took the easy way out. Maybe they could have married someone in the tribe of Manasseh. But they would have typed, they said, we're not just going to settle for that. Because I believe deep in my heart, they knew that we are about to make history. We have something that's not only going to affect us, but affect generations to come. How many of us, when we are given an idea, a notion, are we very short-sighted? Are we very limited and think, oh, it's only about me? It's my four and no more. Well, that's not the way these women were thinking, and that wasn't God's plan through them. Let's see further. Because another thing, these women were knowledgeable. My God, they knew that. They knew what the law was, and they knew what their father had done. They knew, they were knowledgeable. The Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, God's people perish. So these women came in knowledge, glory to God, that they were not ignorant of how their father died and what happened in Israel in the past. They came before Moses, Eleazar, the priest, and the leaders, and some of the congregation, and stood with facts which nobody could deny. They agreed. Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not a rebel. Our father had a good reputation, and the term they use is he died in his own sin. In other words, he didn't take part. part in that coup. He was just a man that lived. He supported you, Moses, and here we are, his heirs, and we want what is rightfully ours. They were also confident. How many of you know that the enemy will try to come against what you know? But you must be confident in God and in his promises. You got to know that you know that you know, and not be swayed by the circumstances that he may be permitted to allow, what we call the testing of your faith. These women were confident. They had a robust self-esteem, despite the fact that Israel was a male-dominated society. They could stand before Moses to make their request known without any fear of intimidation. Beloved of God, isn't this what Christ did for us? Christ now gave us that opportunity to come boldly before the throne of God, making our petition known. Now, you know, we can come just like they did, regardless of gender, regardless of race. We can come as male or female, because those are the two genders that God created in the beginning. That's what the word says. That's what the word says. And so although they were in that society, they were confident. So this morning, today, we want you to be knowledgeable. Be knowledgeable of what the word of God says. Go to the word of God. Get the promises of God. God has many promises for us, like these daughters of Zelophehad. We're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And there are promises that we can access, and all we have to do is know and be confident. Also, they were good communicators. Sometimes it is important and imperative that we not only know something, but we know how to say and when to say. Let's consider Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and 1. The Bible says there's a time and a season for every purpose under heaven. Well, the Bible says a few verses later that there's a time to speak and there's a time to be silent. These women were not only good communicators, they knew how to articulate, but these women also knew when to speak. Ah, my God, I imagine they were very gracious. The Bible says that we can come boldly before the throne of God. Well, coming before Moses, they had to have a degree of boldness, but they weren't brash. How many of you know when you come before the Lord, you come reverently, you come respectfully? And imagine they were before the man of God, the man who say shone with the glory of the Lord, but yet they came boldly. But I believe they came humbly, but they were able to communicate. They were able to articulate clearly what it was that they desired of Moses, Eleazar, and those that were present at that time. What about you? Something that can help us to articulate is the Spirit of the living God. My God, do you know when we come before the Lord that the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God, and he will communicate through us? And the Bible says that he makes intercession for us because we don't know what we really need, but we may know what we want, but the Spirit of the living God knows the mind of God. And so he becomes the articulator when we come before God. They also had a good understanding of God and faith in him to redress injustice, because let's listen. in verse 3, they said, our father died in the wilderness. Pardon me. They said, our father died in the wilderness. And he did no wrong. So these women had a good understanding that God was a just God and that he's a fair God and he's an equitable God. And they said, why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he hath no sons? My God, because he hath no sons. It's not our fault that we were born women. It's not my dad's fault that God in his sovereign wisdom gave him 5 daughters. Oh, yes, God gives daughters. Hallelujah. He knows exactly who he wants to give all female children. He knows exactly who he wants to give a mixed bag. It's his distribution. And these women were aware of that. And they communicated that. And they did it in such a way that the scripture says, that Moses brought their cause before the Lord. I love that about Moses. The Bible says he was the meekest man in all the earth. And look at his humility. He didn't just say, well, I'm going to just do what I want to do with this situation. He took it before the Lord. How many of us have people come to us? We're in positions of authority, and we have an opportunity to be an influencer. We have someone coming to us, seeking our guidance, seeking our directions, pleading their cause. How many of us just think, oh, I'll just give my opinion? Well, that wasn't Moses, though he was a great man of God. He said, let me take this before the Lord because I don't know what to do in this situation. And guess what? The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. God, ooh, doesn't that make you excited? That God wasn't hung up on their gender. He was looking at the way they spoke. And they spoke right out this morning, beloved. It is our prayer that you would speak right. And how do you know if you'll speak right? When you come before the Lord, you speak what's in his word. Glory to God. That's a sure promise of God. When we can come before God in total confidence and trust in his word. And these women did just that. And their response to this situation, Moses coming before God, changed the very law that was written. And God made a change. Not that he was wrong, no, but he used this situation for us to learn. We can be different makers in this life. Each and every one of us, we are lights in a dark world. And in a dark world, there are injustices. There are inequitable circumstances. There are matters that we may be asked to speak to confront, not to be conflictual, but to be confrontational like these women for the betterment of us all. And that is just a mind blower to me about these wonderful women. They had regard for their father. They had regard for his inheritance. They had a knowledge. Remember this. They came knowledgeable. They came with a proper attitude, a proper heart. They came purposeful. They came with a mind that was made up. How about you this morning? How about you? Do you have something that you need God to fix, that you need God to change? You see maybe something that's going on that's unjust. Well, God is a just God. He's the Holy One. And we know that our God will always do what's right. Thank God we have this account in Scripture that show us that these women got what they wanted from the just God by knowledge, by communicating effectively, by being united. The Bible says, oh, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to come together in unity. My God, where there's unity, God commands a blessing. We even see that where there are two or three gathered together, God says, I am in the midst. Today, beloved of God, we can see that the enemy sometimes wants to create an implosion amongst us as believers by bringing division. But if we can get on one accord, God can do great things for us, just like he did for the daughters of Zelophehad. They knew their God. They knew that God was just, and they were able to come before the great servant of God, Moses, and Moses, being a meek man of God, went before God, and God said, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Do you know that even in Job, the Bible says that the friends of Job didn't talk right. God wants each of us to speak right. And today, I want to tell you that you are God's tool and instrument as a believer to sow his word. You can speak right in the midst of any situation. We have 66 books, and this is our roadmap. This is our guide, so we can speak what the Lord says, and we can bring peace. We can bring light. We can bring flavor to a situation. We can speak up and be advocates just like these women of God were. But we need to know what God says. We need to know our God. The Bible says that the people that know their God will do exploits for him. Now, you know me being an evangelist. I want to let you know that Jesus Christ is Lord. I want you to know that he died so that you could have an inheritance, and your inheritance can come simply through faith and belief on the finished work of Jesus Christ that he accomplished at Calvary. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and each person that has ever lived has sinned and needs a savior. You need an advocate. You need someone to come before the Father, just like these women had come before Moses. It's a beautiful picture. And Jesus is your advocate. Jesus is the Redeemer. He died for you. Today, beloved, as you're listening, if you believe the report that Jesus died, was buried, and is resurrected. Now he's seated at the right hand of Jesus Christ, the right hand of our Father, and he liveth to make intercession for you. Oh, beloved, then you can be saved. All you have to do is invite him into your heart, and like these women, you receive the inheritance that he has obtained for us. God bless you this morning. I hope I didn't take too long, but I wanted to give us just a few nuggets about these women that we can apply to our lives today. I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for the years that God has anointed this beautiful woman of God. She talked about me being beautiful. She is a beautiful woman inside and out, and a faith-filled vessel that has just been a faithful servant to the Lord ever since I've known her. just a blessing. And I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for this opportunity. And I pray something has been said that has encouraged your heart. And thank you again for this opportunity. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Evangelist Lisa, God bless you. Amen. What an awesome elaboration from, as you were speaking, I said, now this is an experienced evangelist here. She is. You have such, and you know what? You have such a lovable spirit. We love you so much. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the five daughters of Zilapi had. Amen. Glory be to God. Unified women coming together with a united front, knowledgeable. They weren't ignorant, confident. I like it. You said robust self-esteem, good communicators. Glory be to God. Very articulate, knew what to say and when to say it and how to say it. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God, amen, that they said, you know, give us what belongs to us. They were game changers, amen. They changed the law. They made history. They said, give us our inheritance. And then you said, and something else, I always take notes. You said, know what you know, what you know, what you know. Amen. But they knew, glory be to God, and they accessed the promises. And then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, these women, they speak right. My God, they speak right. It's nothing like speaking right when we speak what the Lord speaks. And so you have spoken right. Very gracious woman of God. Amen. Very penetrating. Very penetrating. The five daughters of Zilapi had. I think I got it right. But anyhow, the story is there about these women, what they did together. We can do more together than what we can do apart. Isn't that not true? Amen. So we want to thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And you sharing. Do you have any announcements that you would like to share with us? Glory be to God with your ministry. And I know all the different things that you have going. Amen. But if there's anything you desire to share with us at this time, please feel free to do so.
Well, I thank you for that opportunity. As you all know, from the heart of His Majesty ministry, it's the ministry the Lord birthed through these loins. And from this ministry, we have the Midnight Comfort Hour. You know, every Monday p.m., you can join with us via the prayer line. And I'll just call out the number, and I know that those of you who are tuned in and tapped into this ministry can also reach out to Pastor Bradford if you miss the numbers. But it's 1-530-881-1212, and our access code is 542-371-962. That's every Monday at 10 p.m. And the Lord has blessed that under the leadership now of our former administrator, Minister Cynthia Allen heads that ministry up, and we still follow the same format and protocol. We have a target prayer every Monday, and we have a co-host who comes and shares a message related to that target. Then we go into our time of intercession, and we take every prayer request. And we do not dislodge that call until the final petition has been offered. And we also have a salvation prayer list that we do, and we have many names on there. We've seen God answer that prayer. We've come before God pleading like those daughters of Zelophehad. These are our children, Lord. These are our loved ones. Lord, will you save them? And He is doing just that. And then we do the time of inspirational storytelling from the Heart of His Majesty Ministries presents that broadcast. It's on WTMR on Mondays at 10 a.m. And we get an inspirational story. We kind of use it as a parable to then give explanation of the story, looking at it through the lens of God's word, using some scenarios that are modern day. God just is blessing, and people are enjoying, they're tuning in, and we hope you will too. We also are on other stations, two other stations, and you can get the link. If you're interested, you can always email me, evangelisa@verizon.net, or you can email midnightprayerhour@gmail.com. Just indicate that you would like information pertaining to the inspirational storytelling, because maybe the 10 a.m. hour isn't good for you. We come on a station in Ohio. We come on Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 2, and on Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. And we're on 5 days a week on iHeartRadio, a station called P3 Christian Radio. And that's on Monday through Friday through 10 p.m. And we always have a different story every day. And we just hope you'll tune in sometimes. And we thank God for you and this ministry. And thank you for this opportunity. God bless you and love you, Pastor Brad. Thank you so much.
And you're very, 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 very welcome. Amen. We love you, Evangelist Lisa. Amen. We pray that everyone will, amen, keep the announcements in mind. The good thing is we have the replay number here. The glory be to God, and all of our services are in our archives. Amen. So, beloved, amen, the five daughters of Zalapi had, glory be to God, they demanded their inheritance. And as we close the day, we want you to know that Jesus left you an inheritance. Jesus left you an inheritance. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Demand your inheritance. Amen. Hallelujah. Access your promise. Amen. Hallelujah. And speak what is right. My God. That's the part that gets me. Amen. Speak what is right. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy, 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 happy Mother's Day. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend.
And you too. And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. We've been listening to Evangelist Lisa Harris. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God. You have all of her contact information to reach out to her, participate. I know some Monday nights I'm listening in to the Midnight Comfort. Some Monday nights I've been asked to speak. She's been in this ministry for a wonderful, it's been about 7 or 8 years that you gave birth to this ministry,
yes.
Evangelist Lisa.
Yes, Mommy, it'll be going into our 9th year.
9 years. Wow. And to God be praise. Amen. And to God be glory. Yes. And to God be honor. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. All right, beloved. Amen. The five daughters of Zelophehad. You can learn something there. You can learn something there. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's not God's will for us to be ignorant. Get a robust self-esteem. Amen. To speak what is right. Amen. Be quick to hear, slow to speak. Amen. Get a spirit of articulation. Glory be to God. Come on now. Come on. All right. Let me stop. This is taking me somewhere. All right. Amen. We want to honor the mothers tomorrow. We're going to honor tomorrow. Amen. So all the mothers, amen, in the ministry, amen. God bless you. Amen. Looking forward to honoring you on tomorrow. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. All right, all right, all right. Today is offering day here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we just are so, so, so grateful. Amen. To all the ministry partners. Amen. All of you who support the ministry faithfully with your weekly and your monthly. Amen. Seeds of love. Amen. Helping us to do all that we are doing. Evangelist Lisa. Amen. And I'll be talking to you some more. amen, in this upcoming week, Evangelist Lisa, amen. We want to pull you in, but we do have a TV channel now, glory be to God, and I'm finalizing some documents and stuff with my attorney right now, but amen, we have some 24/7 programming, amen, and we just want to thank God for the opportunity. Not only do we have that, amen, but at the same time, simultaneously, amen, all of our services are broadcast on Roku TV, Amazon TV, Google TV, and a couple other TVs, YouTube, all simultaneously. So we are on like about 7 platforms at one time around the globe, carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we just want to thank God, because what we want to do is we're going to make it holistic. So with since we are on 24/7, some of our programming, once we get enough programming, then we're going to have some of our programming is talking about the kingdom. Then some of our programs will be talking about health, entrepreneurship, ministry, home life. We're going to break it down into every sector. And so we are building up programming and videos, amen, for every sector, because we have 24 hours. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to thank God for the expansion, amen, that we have to take ministry where ministry has not gone. Amen. So this ministry is on the move. Even in the midst of a pandemic, amen, even in the midst, amen, we're still moving, amen, because we're moving with God. And so we thank God, amen, glory be to God. If you're listening, amen, and we know you're listening, amen, we get the statistics, amen, to our lovely prayer ministry partners. Well, we're calling you ministry partners, but you're our ministry audience in China and Brazil and China and Africa, Afghanistan. All around the world, we see you listening, but we haven't heard from you. And so, first of all, we want to thank God that you know Jesus and the pardoning of your sins. And if you desire to sow into the good soil of this word, you can go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Life Word Jesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we want to say thank you, amen, for your faithfulness. And we are very, very appreciative to all those who have supported this ministry through the years. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. But God bless you. If you gave one time, if you give every time, amen, glory be to God. But we are looking for partners that will, amen, make a commitment, a monthly commitment. Amen. Why? Because the bills are due monthly. Amen. And so we thank God for you. All right. The daughters of Zelophehad. Glory be to God. Awesome. Woo-hoo, awesome. Matter of fact, I you know what? That's one I skipped over in the Bible. Amen. Until, amen, our evangelist Lisa, amen, brought that forth. It's easy to skip over, but we need to go back and take and keep reading. We don't know if you're reading through the Bible with us this year. Amen. Glory be to God. But if you got off track, just pick it up again. If you don't get through the Bible in 1 year, get through the Bible in 2 years. Amen. But amen. Keep reading. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. 12 o'clock, we'll be at the altar of prayer. And then tonight is our praise party at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Bring your own praise. Amen. Come with your songs. Come with your testimonies. Amen. Come with your praise reports. If you can't stay the whole time, just stop by. Y'all know how it is. Y'all used to go to the parties out there in the world. Look, you didn't stay until to the end. Or some of you did. They had to kick you out. See, but you wanted to show up at the birthday party. You wanted to show up at the celebration. Look, you showed up. Glory be to God. As I said yesterday, so you come late and you leave early, but everybody remember that you was there. Amen. So come on. Amen. Tonight, amen, at 9 o'clock. And tomorrow, amen, we're asking that all the mothers, amen, will, amen, be in participation tomorrow. We want to honor tomorrow the mothers onto our platform tomorrow morning. Amen. Lord's willing, in Jesus' name. This Sunday, our services will be on Blog Radio. We're not going to be on Facebook this Sunday. I'm not sure if we're going to be on Facebook or not, but I know we're going to be on Blog Radio. All right, so let's put it that way, in Jesus' name. All right, Father God, hallelujah. Matter of fact, amen, I'm going to, I just love to hear you speak, Evangelist Lisa. You just have that anointing. You're so gracious. I don't know how anybody can get mad with you because you're just so mild toned, so even toned, glory be to God. But we're going to ask that you would just come and give us the benediction, please. Amen. And we appreciate you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Father, we just want to thank you and bless you, Lord. You are the great I am. And as we come before your throne, we just want to thank you for how you have moved in our midst. Lord, for how you have blessed us. Oh, thy word giveth entrance to light. And we thank you, Lord, for this word that we have heard today as a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Father, we thank you for the sweetness of your word. Every morsel, Lord, is full of your sweetness and your goodness. And we just pray, Lord, that the people that have listened, Lord, have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Now, Father, we pray your blessing upon Pastor Alfreda Bradford, Lord. May you continually keep her strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to allow her to prosper and be in good health as her soul prospers. We pray, Lord, that this visionary would just continue to have openness and receptive to your word and your will. We pray for this audience, Lord God, that you would bless them, that you would continue to cause them to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto them. Lord, we thank you, and we ask, Lord, now that you would keep us and overshadow us with your divine protection wherever we go throughout this day. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody, have a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. Amen. And if we don't connect with you tomorrow or Sunday, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you again, Evangelist. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor. Love you.
Amen.
God bless
Thank you.
Brother.
Love you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
This time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
The
victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from